It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically, the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends, here in Fairbanks. We have wonderful sponsors of our show, and I hope you use them. They treat us and the show so fine, and we certainly appreciate them. Please use them if they can. They are the bedrocks of business here in Fairbanks, and they're for your use and your personal use. First of all, welcome to 2024. Oh, my goodness. We are going into our fourth year now on the show, really. Fairbanks Foodies was the OG, the original show of your lineup on Saturday. Your local incredible talent that is lined up for you each Saturday morning and stretching into the early afternoon. At Fairbanks Foodies, we cap it off all for you. Now, here's a great event for you to participate in the 2024 Soup Off by Stone Soup. In 2023, Stone Soup served over 40,000 meals to people here in Fairbanks. Now ponder that. 40,000 meals. That's an average of 3,500 a month. Monday through Friday, that's an average of 125 meals every day. They're incredible. Well, they're going to have their annual fundraiser, and it's a Soup Off by Stone Soup. And it's a competition, but also has your participation. Some of the competitors in the Soup Off are Oshi Kitchen, Lavelle's Bistro, Soba, Lane's Quickie Tacos, Aurora Mediterranean, and the Lemongrass Restaurant, along with some more that have entered it. They all compete for the Golden Ladle, and there is a People's Choice Award that you, if you attend, get to participate in. The prize is $40. This event is next Saturday, January 20th at the Westmark. Starts at 6 p.m. If you want to go see this and participate it, see all your friends, and contribute to a great cause, go online and get your tickets at the Stone Soup website. That's where you purchase the ticket, and that's where you can really enjoy this and have some of the best restaurants in town cook you lots of good soup and participate in this and see who the winner is. Now, have you ever gone mad scientist on a food item? Well, I do. You going to try something new, totally out of the box? Well, if you have not, don't worry. I do, and I do it here for you, for you to listen some of my victories and some of my agonizing defeats as I try these new things, concoct recipes and styles of food that I've never heard about, but I get an idea and I put the recipe together, invite people over, see if the concept works, and that way I present it to you. Now, you know my cooking mantra, which is have no fear, be bold. After all, a pizza order is only 30 minutes out, and I'd say about 1 out of 10 times I try this, well, I have a pizza order. Anyway, about 5 years ago, I cooked a private dinner attended for the late Don Young and many of his friends, about 14, 15 people. So I looked at the group of people that were going, and they were of an older age, you know, in the 70s to early 80s. And I thought to myself, you know, if I do an entree like prime rib or something like that, that's going to be quite heavy for them. Because I was also doing risotto and a couple other things. So I didn't want to give them a really hard protein. So as I'm mulling what I was going to cook for these people, I was in Fred Meyer's, and I found, and I'd never seen it before, turkey loin in the meat section. Over there where you get your pork loin or your different sausages, you can get a turkey loin there. Great price, too. So I looked at this and I thought, yeah, and these are basically very soft turkey breasts. They come two to a package. And you get them in that section over there with the sausages and the pork loins. So they're easily found if you've never seen them before. But that's where you get them. So, okay, I have a protein. Now, how am I going to cook it? I want to serve it soft, moist, not dried out. You know, how often do you bake a bird, chicken, turkey, and it's too dry? Unless you're really fussing over it. So I was thinking about cooking style. I was down in the dairy section. I was buying some yogurt, and I thought to myself, cook the turkey loin in yogurt. Why not? What the heck? Some of Fairbanks' finest are going to be at this dinner, trying a recipe that I'm concocting that I've never heard of. What the heck? I'm going to try this. So I did. I served 15 people, 6 turkey breasts. Now, as I recall, it was fantastic, soft. And I had so many wonderful compliments of this dish because no one had ever tried anything like this. No one was ever bold enough to take turkey breasts and put it in yogurt. So I hadn't done it since, 5 years. So I decided this week to recreate it and present it to you. Yes, I had not tried this in over 5 years. I'd only done it once. It was time to recreate it. And this is how I did it. I went down to Fred Meyer's, same location, bought the turkey loin package, 2 loins in it. And I bought the 30-ounce plain yogurt. Now get the plain yogurt. Don't get the vanilla or anything like that, because when you're using this as moisture, not as a taste enhancement. Now this is how I put it all together. I got out the 6-inch glass baking dish to put it in. I unwrapped the 2 turkey breasts from the package, washed them, dried them. I went with a spice rub of salt, lemon pepper, thyme, garlic, and onion powder. So I spiced one side of the breast after I washed it and dried it. And I let the spice adhere for about 30 minutes, turned it over, and I did it to the other side. And it was a light coating of spice, not heavy. I got out the yogurt, and I put a coating down on the glass baking tray. Then I put a thin coating of the spice rub on the yogurt. I did not mix it into the yogurt, just left it on top. I just topped it. Then I laid the turkey breast on top of the yogurt. Then I covered the turkey breast with more yogurt. Then I put the same spice rub, same amount, on top of the yogurt without, again, mixing it into the yogurt. 1 32-ounce container of yogurt was absolutely perfect for this. I put the oven at 400 degrees, placed a cooking rack on the second row from the top, and I cooked this dish at 400 degrees for exactly 1 hour. When it came out, I pulled the turkey breast out of the yogurt, put it on a cutting board, covered it with aluminum foil for 5 minutes. Then I sliced diagonally across the breast. They were absolutely perfect, incredibly moist, flavorful, wonderful. I encourage all of you to try this because it is so easy. Basically, yogurt, spice, turkey breast, yogurt, spice, 400 degrees, step away for an hour, come back, pull it out, tent it for 5 minutes, slice it, dice it, however you want to serve this with. I served it standalone, turkey breast slices, and it was incredible. Now, I made a risotto with this, and I have a couple fallacies, and one is I love risotto. I just love risotto. So I used a vegetable stock for this, and I got out some good olive oil. I had washed my rice. It's an Abario rice. I had 4 people over, so I had a cup and a half of rice, which meant that I had 4.5 to 5 cups of fluid to go through this. And I diced up some shallot, and I put, I'd say 1/3 of a cup of olive oil in my stock pot, because I'm going to create this in a stock pot. Got that going. Got the shallot. I'd say I got 1/3 of a shallot in there that you get at Fred Meyer. I let that cook, and for about 3 minutes until it started getting opaque. Then I diced up thinly three garlic cloves. Put those in there. Just put it in there for a minute. Just a minute. Then I put my rice in there, and I had the mixture of the olive oil, the flavored olive oil, absorb into the rice. I'm serving this dish with white wine. So I took a cup of Pinot Grigio, cold, and I put it into the rice. And you see it just sear up, sizzle like fried rice. And it took about a minute and a half for the rice to absorb the Pinot Grigio. Then I started ladling in my vegetable stock. And while I'm doing that, I'm always stirring, I'm constantly stirring, but also I'm dicing up mushrooms, cremini mushrooms. And I diced up about five of them rather, nice sized cremini mushrooms. And when I'm about halfway through cooking, when I put about 2 cups of my vegetable stock into the barrio rice that I'm making the risotto, then I put in the uncooked cremini mushrooms. Put them in because now I'm going to start flavoring even more and giving a texture on this. So did that. And your total cooking time on this is about 15 minutes. So as you're cooking, you're looking at your clock, and about at the 50-minute cooking mark with the turkey breast, I started this process, you know, about 10 to 15 minutes before, because I've got a 5-minute wait time with the turkey breast. So I'm doing that, and I get to where it's nice and creamy. I don't like al dente. I like creamy, not mushy. You know, there's that perfect moment when you know it's perfect. Getting there, that's when I added a 1/4 stick of butter. Butter, flavorful, bold. And then after I mix that all in and the butter is thoroughly saturated and absorbed in, everything's absorbed, then I got the Parmigiano Reggiano out and I sliced it nice in there with my grater. Oh, just in there, fresh. Fresh as can be. Fresh as can be. Get it all mixed together. It's beautifully tastes, but how am I going to serve this? What I did was I got the romaine lettuce leaves, and I carefully stuffed 2 leaves per plate, and I put the risotto on the lettuce leaves. So it was just great. Now, when I ate this, I used a knife and fork, and the texture that it created with the risotto, with the romaine lettuce leaf, was just perfection. So, actually, now what you're doing is you're cooking a very elegant meal. You have the wonderful turkey breasts that have been cooked in yogurt. You have the risotto that's placed on romaine lettuce leaves. And then I made a nice iceberg lettuce salad with Parmesan cheese shreds on it. I've got about 5 different types of cheese in my refrigerator. But I also brought out poppy seed dressing that went with it just perfectly. Just perfectly. Mix it all together, all on one plate. A very elegant dinner for 4. Now here's the thing about it. That elegant dinner for 4 that I serve, without any wine, right there, with nice linen napkins, my total cost was just a little bit less than $20. Think about that in today's world. That was my cost. And that is a great meal for you to have, easily done, wonderful. You put the turkey breast in, you forget about it, sit down, visit with your friends, maybe prep your salad while you're enjoying yourselves in your kitchen or out of your dining room table. 15 minutes before the turkey breast is done, you start with risotto. You get to enjoy a great meal, enjoy your great friends. It is very cost effective, and everyone's going to think you're a gourmet cook. And guess what? That is why you listen to this show, Those Secrets. here at Fairbanks Foodies. And with that, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back after this.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday here. I hope you're enjoying the shows that we present to you on a Saturday morning and afternoon. Six locally produced shows by local Fairbanksons for you. And great variety. Hope you're enjoying them. It's January. We're starting to get more sunlight. It hasn't been that bad of a winter. Lots of stuff you can do. Again, next Saturday, think about going to the Soup Off. It's Stone Soup, a great, great group of people, a great institution. And they're putting on a great event for you next Saturday at the Westmark on January 20th. Starts at 6 p.m. Go to the website of Stone Soup. Get a ticket there for $40, and it's a great contribution. It's a great time. You'll see many of your friends. It's just a great night out there. So, anyway. Now, thinking about the moist turkey and that elegant meal. Prior to that, I'd been thinking about, you know, chicken, keeping chicken moist. And this is what I did. And it worked great. I bought at Fred Meyer's again, I bought chicken breast, no bones in it, a three-pack. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can have one of these for myself tonight. I can cook these. What am I going to do with this? But how am I going to keep it moist? So I love the cremini mushrooms. So what I did was the three chicken breasts, again, got out that 6-inch by 6-inch glass baking dish. And they fit in there, but what I did was I wring the baking dish with the cremini mushrooms. I took the stems off them. So this had the caps all around it. But before I did that, of course, I took spices and I put it on both sides of the chicken breast. You know, I'm Italian, so I'm using garlic, granulated garlic, some onion powder, some oregano, salt, pepper, basil, that sort of thing on both sides. And I put it in the baking dish. Then I ringed it with the mushrooms. Then what I did is I took a cube of butter and I put butter spread on each of the chicken breasts on top. That way, when it cooks, it's going to cook with the butter going down and keeping the chicken moist. So what I did was I put it in the oven at 350 degrees, heated it up again. One rack from the top, great location for baking something like this when you don't have anything underneath it. Put it in there for 40 minutes. Pulled it out. Pulled the chicken breasts out. Tendered it for about 8 minutes. The mushrooms were perfectly done. What you have to decide now is what you're going to have or how you're going to have this chicken. Is it standalone? What I did was I made up an incredible salad, and I had the iceberg lettuce. And in that salad, I had olives, sliced radishes, carrots, some red pepper and orange peppers, nice thinly sliced. I made a beautiful salad. Then I didn't put the chicken on top of it. I layered it in front. So it was like stacked. It came out. The salad on the plate came out and presented itself with the thick, with the chicken breast. And I sliced the chicken breast horizontally, not vertically, not lengthwise, but across. And they were in 1/3-inch slices. They were moist. They were incredible. They were wonderful. And then again, I got out the poppy seed dressing. And I used the poppy seed dressing as my salad dressing. And I put it also on top of the chicken breast. Great salad. Great salad. And I made a salad for three people. Three chicken breasts. Three people. And I still had one chicken breast left over. And we'll get into that after this. But everyone, it was a meal by itself, a salad, a great meal, great healthy, everything you needed. Put some cracked pepper on it if you wanted that. And I had a nice Chardonnay that went with it. Wonderful meal. Great meal. Excluding the wine, the meal was less than $15 for three. So right now, today, we're averaging $5 meals, great meals, at $5 a piece. And when you're going to the, you know, we're all looking at restaurants now saying, this gets expensive. Food is expensive. There's transportation up to Alaska. So look for value. Look for incredible meals at a great price that you can serve elegantly or wonderfully. Then what I did with that last chicken breast, the next day, I thin sliced it. And I had two incredible on sourdough chicken breast sandwiches. Diced, sliced tomato on there, lettuce, all the things that, you know, you make up the salad. But I had it on sourdough bread with mustard, mayonnaise, American cheese. You can go cheddar, provolone, wonderful styles of cheese. But that was an incredible sandwich. Sliced it in half where I cut the length of the chicken vertically, so with this laid it on there, thin slice, cut it in half. I had a great sandwich, made two great sandwiches, and that's what you can do with three chicken breasts. Decide how you're going to cook it. Are you going to put it in a tortilla and have chicken tacos? Things like that. We're here to give you the ideas of what you can do and how you can do it, and I hope you're enjoying it. I really are. Now, here's a place that you should go. I talk about this often, and it's Bobby's. They have a bar top special. And on the bar top special, they have usually 5 to 7 items. They're all $14.75. So basically, if you do it right, go there, have white water or an iced tea, and you can walk out of there with tip, spending $20 for a great meal, and they'll even give you a box to take what you don't need home. Now, here's the one that I had, the Philadelphia cheesesteak. Oh, goodness. Classic prime rib, sauteed vegetables, Swiss cheese, served with French fries. And I ate half of it. I ate all the French fries. I ate half of it, and they wrapped up the other half of the Philly cheesesteak sandwich in aluminum foil for me, and I took it home. I had it the next day for lunch. I had this for dinner, and I had that the next day for lunch. And that's what Bobby's will do for you. Incredible meal. Ah, the chicken nachos. Done with their tortillas and served with sour cream, salsa. Again, fantastic. Now, here's my favorite one that I usually get, the bacon cheeseburger. And it's you know, they start out with about 7 ounces of patty, bacon, cheese, french fries, tomato, lettuce, red onion. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful, it's flavorful. Again, get it with a Coca-Cola, iced tea, water, with a tip, $20. It's a great meal. It's a great meal. They also have chicken wings there. Wonderful chicken wings. You can get the hot buffalo, the honey mustard, the barbecue, or Slimpy in the buff. And then add whatever dipping sauce that's available to it. Now, here's something that they've always been known for, too. Their baked spaghetti or their baked lasagna loaded with cheese. I love their baked lasagna. I go for their lasagna. You know, it's just good. It's wholesome. I don't make lasagna. They make lasagna for me. I can never recreate that lasagna like they do at even as a price like they do. And the time that it takes to make a good lasagna. And the ricotta cheese. Oh, they are incredible. So, anyway, there you go. That is your little bit of a hint there. But, again, you want something else? Lat 65 over there off Eagle Avenue, over off 3rd Street in Grail. Yes. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They also have frozen smoked barbecue there. So you can go over there and get a nice, I always get the 9-ounce Pilsner. And you can get all sorts of great burgers there. Smoked pork dishes, sandwiches, nachos. Or their incredible brisket sandwiches, nachos. Such an extraordinary menu there to go along with great beer. I was over there last night, and man, packed house, happy voices, eating wonderfully, having great locally made beer, and the service on both the beer side and the frozen smoked barbecue. I got my dish. I got the nachos. I got the brisket nachos. Oh, God, they were great. I had those in 5 minutes, and it was just wonderful. And again, I didn't eat them all, so they gave me a to-go box, and you can do that. So, these are some good ones. Hey, sports, Saturday and Sunday. For Saturday or Sunday's football games, go to Tony's Sports Bar at the intersection of Cushman and Gaffney. Great service, great people. Great, they show every game on multiple TVs, and they got Mom's Kitchen there to get you through the food. Great menu. And they got this double-decker burger. Usually two people eat it. It's one of those things where you're going to look at this and say, wow, that is incredible. Probably the most incredible burger in Fairbanks. 2 half-pound patties. Incredible. Or, you want something more elegant? Go out to the Pump House or the Greens for Sunday brunch. But hey, you have many choices to make. You live in a great, fantastic, wonderful town. Thank you for listening to the show. It's our first show of 2024. Start of our fourth year on this. We're going to bring you great food, great menus, great entertainment through the year. And I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.